thrown down the line towards Jean. Jean brings it infield. Jean keeps hold of it. This is a good run from the centre-back. Played through to Walton, who's onside by the byline. Could cross his ball in. Oh, she throws it towards the far post area. And that is a fantastic finish from Walton. And she definitely meant that, Paul. She drilled that into the far post. What a finish from Emily Walton.
Well, that took the keeper and everyone by surprise, that one. From a tight angle, I think we were all looking at where was the cross going to go. Was it going to be a low cross? Was it going to be a lofted cross? And she went for the target instead and forced it in.
From Emily Walton!
Yeah, 10 minutes on the clock. That's a great start to this game. And we're saying, in fact, being a bit pessimistic and going, well, we need to hang on for half-time, unlike in previous games against the teams in the top half of the table. Well, they've gone one better. Early goal. Back on the ball. It's Mackie. Played in field to Giles. Giles plays that ball through. That's a great turn and a great effort on goal and a fantastic save by Donald. Down to her right. Palms it wide over the goal. Neufeind there with the effort. And that was a great save by Sophie Donald. Bickett to Carlin on this near touchline. Carlin down the line for Ritchie. Ritchie holds onto it. Good ball back to Reeves, who can thread a ball through there to O'Carroll, who gets to it. Good determination from the midfielder. Plays it to Lawrence. It's behind Lawrence. And Lawrence there slipping a little bit. And enough time for Bell to get to it and get the ball clear. And now Durham on the attack down FC United's right-hand side. Kershaw stands up to it. I think that's going to be a foul, isn't it? No. Neufeind there. A bit of a follow-through on Kershaw. Puts her out of position. Play continues. Durham on the ball. Played in field. This is good stuff from Doran Sestria. A shot's going to come in here. Great save by Sophie Donald. I think it was Abby Holmes there with the effort. Neufeind now on the ball. Looking to get the better Kershaw, and does. And a shot comes in. That's a great shot and a great save by Sophie Donald. Down to her left-hand side. Palmed wide of the left post. And that's, again, Sophie Donald coming to FC United's rescue there. Stinging shot. Kershaw plays it back from the halfway line. And Durham now on the ball. Neufeind on the ball on the left-hand side. Moving in field. Pacey winger. Left-hand side of the penalty area. Shaw and Donald. It just went right under her, unfortunately. It wasn't the crispest of shots. It hit the deck. And unfortunately, that penalty area was no friend there to Sophie Donald. Here's Knowles now with this corner. From the corner of the light brown road in the main stand. On her right foot. Durham Sestri's left-hand side. In it comes. And it's a good ball in. Jean gets ahead on it, but out towards the back post area. It's palmed off the line there by Donald. Straight to a blue shirt. And early on in this second half, Durham take the lead. I think scrappy goal, Paul.
I think it was Abby Holmes who fired it into the roof of the net from less than a yard out.
Walton, both arms in the air. Here comes the corner. In it comes towards the near post. Oh, and O'Carroll gets to it. And there's Richie. Oh, and wide. Oh my goodness, it was the outside of a boot on the volley, just a 90 degree angle kind of thing, wasn't it? Just put a foot on it and wide of the goal. How did that not go in, Paul?
Well, the keeper came for that and was left in no man's land, really. It was a melee of players and the ball dropped to Ritchie, and really a chance scorn there to equalise.
Oh, and I see, don't read the bounce. Here's Clark now, the substitute, down the right hand side. Clark into the penalty area, right hand side of the box, goes for goal, hits the bar, and who's on the rebound? It's Kershaw, thankfully, and she gets the ball clear. But FC United nearly out of this game completely there, but not over yet. Holmes down the right hand side, there's a free blue shirt there, cross comes in, goalkeeper's committing, and a foot gets on it there, and it goes wide. Well, Paul, how has that stayed out? Miss Lako there just got a foot on it before Sophie Donald could get there. It looked like it was going in until it wasn't. Kershaw tries to win that ball, but it breaks here for Giles, and FC United on the back foot. Shot comes in from Clark and it goes wide again. FC United clinging on here into the game. 2-1. You're starting to think, Paul, if FC United just get one chance, they'll score it.
We've seen it before, haven't we?
Durham back on the ball though. Loose pass. Lawrence surely can feed this ball to Wilding. Wilding now on the ball from the edge of the area, goes for goal. It breaks for Reeves, who goes for goal from distance. Wide, but it's a shot, Paul, and we've not seen one of them, I don't think, in this entire half. Well, we've not seen many.
We'd only had one shot in the whole half before that moment.
We're approaching the second minute of added time. Obviously, we don't know how much is going to get added on here. It's a goal kick, and we're still waiting for this goal kick to be taken. This is epic time wasting. King takes his goal kick now. Not the best. Wilding. She could be a little more alert. She could have got to that ball, but didn't know where the ball had gone to. And now Clark gets the better of Bickett. She's through here one-on-one. And this is good night, I think, for this game. Shot and goal into the far post. And from one end to the other, Durham finally put this game to bed. 3-1. Cross comes in for Noble. Carlin. Oh, doesn't get rid of it. Instead, it's back with Durham. Richardson now on the ball. Richardson goes for goal. Underside of the bar. There's the follow-up from Rebecca Bell, and that is 4-1. And that is full-time. FC United going down to a 4-1 defeat here at home to Durham Sestria. Not the full story, though, because, well, to 90 minutes, it was actually 2-1 to Durham Sestria, and FC United had seriously rode their luck, I think it's safe to say that, in the second half. But they were still in the game, but Durham, in the end, have really made their quality count.